I'm Stephen M. Hall, MD, an integral physician.
And I'm Grace Porter, a licensed psychotherapist. And together, we're the 7 Tools, a company focused on your personal growth and transformation.
And you are here with us for the Change for Good Summit. This year, we're focusing on building resilience in anxious times.
This summit is full of deep conversation and practical advice. We hope you enjoy this interview.
So now let's dive in. Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Stephen Hall with the 7 Tools and your 2019 Change for Good Summit, Building Resilience in Anxious Times. Our next speaker is Emmanuel Dogger, and unfortunately, due to extenuating circumstances beyond his control, he was unable to do his recording with us this year. And instead, he has sent us this beautiful meditation that is aimed at helping you to increase your access to joy. So Emmanuel Dogger has become widely recognized as a new leading voice when it comes to all things mind, body, and spirit. And as a multi-best-selling author, teacher, and founder of the healing technology, The Core Work Method, Emmanuel's message of healing, personal transformation, and love is resonating deeply within the heart and mind of those who are on any kind of path to self-realization. So with a background in parapsychology, holistic and alternative healing therapies, in combination with his highly developed intuitive healing gifts, Emmanuel developed the Core Work Method and has dedicated his life to being of service in ways that expand, heal, and nourish those who are ready and willing to live their best lives. The Core Work Method is a quantum healing technology. It helps people recognize and resolve physical, mental, and emotional blocks that may be holding them back from living their best life. So please enjoy this meditation from Emmanuel. I consider him a personal friend, and Patty and I have been following him and using his work for many years with great advantage. So thank you for listening, and please enjoy.
I was just in the magical land of Sedona. It was the first time I had ever been there. Sedona, Arizona. If you've never been, I highly recommend it. It's kind of one of those places that is just next level. And there are so many healing vortexes. And if you've never heard of what that means, so there's different parts in the around the world that anchor a specific vibration. And this vibration is very healing. And a lot of the natives and Native Americans and the Aborigines and a lot of different parts of the world, they knew about these sacred vortexes. And the vortexes are designed to help heal and nourish and activate and awaken. And there was a lot of sacred rituals that happened there. So imagine this place, Sedona, thousands, millions of years old, that's had all of these people that have come before us facilitating group gatherings and healings and awakenings and whatever it may be that are setting the tone for all of us to step into. So these vortexes are literally charged with energy. And the moment you step into them, you literally can't help but feel them. You can't help but feel expanded, feel something that is happening within you. A lot of people sometimes feel it in physical forms. Some people feel there's like a little bit of a headache or some tightening in the body. Whatever that may be, just know that it's perfect for you and it's just part of the process of healing, and whatever's coming up is coming up to be healed and released. But anyway, Sedona was extraordinary. It was very welcoming, and it was one of those places that I hope to be going back to a lot. And what we were doing there was we facilitated my dearest soul sister and friend, Sunny Dawn Johnston. We co-facilitated a retreat, Awakening Your Magic. And many of you were there. And if you weren't there, we also sent you so much love and compassion as well. Yes, Schnebly, that's where we were at that center. But anyhow, we awakened our magic, and it was so powerful, so amazing, that I'm still buzzing. I can't even tell you. I'm sure you could feel it from me. But I wanted to take some of this energy that's still very present and relevant from this sacred time that we spent together in Sedona and give it to you. I want to create that space so that you can step into awakening your magic and awakening your joy. So I want you to go ahead and just close your eyes and take a deep breath in, just breathing in through the nose, filling up with oxygen, with life force energy, just feeling that oxygen come on in into your being. And just breathe out any thoughts, concerns of the day, just letting anything that no longer serves your highest good, just breathe that out. And if you do have any thoughts and concerns of the day, just thank them for trying to protect you, because sometimes those types of things come up as distractions because the mind knows there's going to be like a breakthrough or an expansion. So just take a deep breath in again. Center yourself and release. So I'm going to ask you, my friend, do I have your permission to connect with your energy? If so, just say yes. And we're going to establish a unified field right now. We've already been doing that. We're just going to connect our energies. If I have your permission, just say yes. Thank you so much. So one of the things that came up around awakening our magic is the idea that awakening your magic has nothing to do with earning anything, with trying to get anything. It's simply about acknowledging who you are. When you acknowledge who you are and allow yourself to be as real and as honest with yourself as you may be with others or you would like to be with others, if you allow yourself to be fully honest with yourself, whatever that may be, any part of you that may be censoring yourself, any part of you that may be hiding or dimming your light, how many of you can relate to times in your life that you were hiding, you were not fully being the most honest and expanded version of you? How many of you have experienced that? So we've all have. I mean, as empaths, we've all at some point have gone through that. And many of us have probably healed it, and that's amazing. But for those who are still going through some challenges around that, what I want you to think about is your magic is in your honesty with yourself. Once you are truly honest with what you want, your desires, how you express yourself, how you're showing up for yourself, everything else is going to show up to support that. If you are putting yourself last, if you are someone who is making everyone ahead of you, and you've been taught to do that your whole life, if you're still in that energy, I want to invite you right now to just send compassion and love to that part of yourself that needs to be depended on in that way, simply because that's what it knew how. And I want to invite you to consider making yourself the top priority in your life. Are you willing? If you want that, say yes. Take a deep breath in. And just repeat after me. I am willing. I am willing to make myself a priority in my life. I am willing to be honest with myself. I am willing to give myself exactly what I need and want. So I'm going to say that again, and I want you to really be with that. So did you know that you are the only one that can give yourself exactly what you need and want? You're the only one. We often think that it's coming from a partner or a friend or a course or an idea or a job or whatever it is. Those are just reflections of you. You are the one who gives yourself everything. You have the power to give yourself everything that you want. So from that space, ask yourself, what is it that you want most in life? What is it? What do you really, really want in this moment. So your mind may start to go into specifics. It may say, oh, I want more money. I want more happy relationships. I want a lover. I want a partner. That's not what you really want. I want you to dig a little bit deeper. Ask yourself, what do I really, what's the feeling? What's the quality underneath the money, underneath that thought that I want that relationship? What do I really want? What do you really want? So if you really get honest with yourself, what you really want is peace. What you really want is joy. What you really want is freedom. What you really want is to be yourself. All of those things, peace, joy, freedom, love, ease, those are reflections. They're just different words. They are you. They are who you truly are. And if you give yourself full permission to move in the direction of being that honest with yourself, so we're grateful to the idea or belief that you need more money in your bank account or you need to have the love of your life show up or whatever, that's a starting point. We're grateful for that. But when you go a little bit deeper, what you truly want is peace. What you truly want is love, is ease. Those are the expanded versions of who we truly are. So when we give ourselves full permission to align with those aspects of ourselves, we open ourselves up to things that are so much greater than the mind could even comprehend. So what I would like to do is, can we have our I am presence, your I am presence, we're going to ask your I am presence to fully show you how to be so clear, so honest as to what you truly want to create more of, connecting with the expanded version of that, not the focused, limited, narrow aspect, but the expanded aspect. Can we show you how to recognize that, how to feel it, how to anchor it, and show you what will happen when you do? If you want that, say yes. Good. Take a deep breath in. And release. So when you think about what you truly want, and knowing now that it is expanded, I choose peace, I choose love, I choose to be myself, I choose to expand into the greater abundance that is the universe, I choose to be in the flow. Does that feel closer to you? Does that feel like it's something more accessible to you? The reason is because now you can see, you can take an inventory in your life. Where is that already happening? Where is that already showing up in my life? Right? I'm 100% sure that there's even a tiny little ounce of peace in your life. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. I'm 100% sure that there's a tiny little speck of joy that you've tapped into at some point in your life, right? So when you reflect on where you already have some of these qualities in your life, like peace, freedom, ease, and grace, you can start to express deep gratitude for these reference points. As small as they may seem, as you start to focus on them, they start to become pillars for you, anchoring you to create greater joy, greater love, greater peace, greater expansion. Those are reflections of who you are. You are all of those things. You have never been separate than those things. All you're doing by embracing them is being honest with yourself. So isn't it interesting? A lot of times when, probably even when I first started this, I was saying being honest with yourself is how we align with our magic. A lot of times we think, oh, being honest with ourselves is, oh, you have to say stuff that you don't want to say because it's going to hurt someone's feeling. It has nothing to do with that. It's all between you and yourself. Are you giving yourself the love that you truly desire to receive? Are you giving yourself the peace that you truly desire to receive from others or whatever? Are you giving that to yourself? You are the magic. You are the Holy Grail. We've heard stories, we've seen movies, we've, you know, all of that, that depict that it's outside of you, but it's always been inside of you. It's always been right there in you. So are you willing to take full responsibility that you are the one that you have been looking for so that you can fully awaken and activate your magic? If you want that, say yes. Good. Take a deep breath in and release. Repeat after me. I am willing to give myself exactly what I really want. I am willing to give myself exactly what I want. I am willing to be the one to give myself exactly what I want. Good. Take a deep breath in and release. Good. All right. So now I want you to just check in with your body, check in with your essence right now. And I want you to just feel into if there's any type of resistance, if there's any stress, if there's any anxiety going on, any tightness. I want you to just focus on that part of the body, and I want you to just pay attention to it. That's it. Just pay attention to it. Good. All right. So focus your awareness on that part of your body. You don't have to try to change it. You don't have to try to get rid of it. You don't have to try to make it anything that it's not. Just let yourself feel it. If the mind wants to start wandering and going in a different direction, just bring your awareness back to feeling that part of the body, any resistance, any struggle, any whatever's going on there. Just focus on it. So as you notice your awareness focusing on that part of your body, you'll probably realize that it's softening. It's just trying to get your attention. Sometimes the mind resists so much that it creates some tension in the body so that it distracts itself. So that's actually a good thing. It means there's movement happening and something wants to emerge. So when we just take a moment to focus on that part of the body, so for example, if you have some shoulder pain or whatever it is, just bring your awareness to that part of your body. You just keep your awareness on it. Just focus on it. And if you feel like it, you can send compassion and love until it kind of just melts away. You can do this as long as it needs, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 1 minute, 20 minutes, until you feel a release, a softening happen. When you feel that release, the healing has occurred. All right, so take a deep breath in and release. Good. So one of the things that came up in Sedona that was really, really powerful was how many of us have truly taken the time to fall in love, to truly fall head over heels in love with the energy of joy. How many of us have done that? How many of us have even thought to do that? To really cultivate this relationship, not seeing the energy of joy as some just thing that you're trying to get and trying to attain and achieve, but rather you actually start to notice that it's a living, breathing thing. It's a living, breathing energy. And it wants to love you. It wants to bless you. It wants to be in a relationship with you. Are you willing to start recognizing joy as this thing, this energy, this being that you can have a loving relationship with, that you can fall in love with, so that you can start to move in the direction of actually knowing what it feels like to be happy, actually knowing what it feels like to be in your joy. Are you willing? If you want that, say yes. Any part of you that resists, that thinks that this is silly, that thinks that, oh, it's a waste of time for me to fall in love with joy, that it's something that is not for me, can we just love that part of you for trying to protect you, for trying to keep you safe, for just doing the best it can to try to take you back to the old patterns? Can we just thank that part of you? Let's do that right now. Good. Take a deep breath in. So what would happen? What would need to change in order for you to fall in love with the energy of joy? Because you know the energy of joy is just an extension of who you are. It's really saying falling in love with your essence, falling in love with your true self. What would happen? Just be with that for a moment. Are you willing to move in that direction? So just say yes. Repeat after me. I am. The universe is. I am. The universe is. Because I am. And so it is. So I want you to check in with yourself. I want you to think about the idea of falling in love with joy. Learning how to fall in love with joy. And all that entails. Does that feel good to you? Does that feel exciting? Does that feel new? Does that feel expansive? Good. Yes. So the thing is, spirituality, your magic, enlightenment, all of that is not complex. It's not hard. It's actually very simple. If we allow ourselves to just simplify and allow ourselves to realize that we are just kids, children in adult bodies who have simply maybe a little bit lost some of that ability to use our imagination, to use our ability of loving magic and miracles. That's all that's happened. That's all that's happened. As a collective, not all of us. I know some of you are just so in your love and joy and magic and unicorns, which is amazing. But for those who aren't, your inner child is still here. It hasn't gone anywhere. So when we reconnect and commit to falling in love with that part of ourselves, which is joy, falling in love with joy, falling in love with peace, falling in love with the qualities that represent who you are, anything, everything will open up to you. So just take a deep breath in and release. So how are you feeling? So I'm going to invite you to just make that be the thing that is the takeaway from this experience today. How can I allow myself to fall in love with joy even more today? So every day for the next 21 days, I'm going to invite you to ask yourself, how can I allow myself to fall in love with the energy of joy today? What does that mean to me? How can I love it? How can I take care of it? And it's going to be different for everyone. May mean that you dance more. That may mean you pamper yourself more. Maybe you're going to take baths with beautiful essential oils and flowers. Maybe you're going to play with crystals, and maybe you're going to paint and sing and draw. Maybe you're going to play in the playground and swing. Maybe you haven't done that in a long time at the playground. Whatever it is, give yourself full permission to fall in love with the joy, because when you do, that is the foundation to falling in love with yourself, because you yourself are joy. That's your core essence. You yourself are peace. You yourself are abundance. Beautiful. So I'm so excited because we also sent healing all around the world. We did some activations. A lot of the live events that I do, they build off of each other. So we have a few more coming up this year, actually quite a few more coming up this year in different parts of the world. And we build off of each event, creating different activation healings for the planet. So it's really powerful, deep work so that we can help the consciousness of humanity get even more expanded, more evolved, so that we can experience peace in our lifetime. We can experience healing of Mother Nature in our lifetime. We can experience all of us loving each other and being kind, and humanity just being in a state of awakening, and also new technology. There's so many things coming. I mean, we know that. We can feel it. We're on a precipice of huge things. So I'm really excited about that. So as we close, I just want you to go ahead and take another deep breath in. Just feeling yourself right now. Feel your fingertips, feel your tippy toes, just moving through the body, different parts of the body. You can start the top of your head, hair strands, and then you can move down the body. Just feel all parts of your body and just feel grateful for your body, for being an extension of your spirit, letting you know when to pay attention to yourself more. So if you're experiencing a physical imbalance, a physical challenge, it's just your body saying, hey, I just need your attention. Just listen to me. Pay attention to me. And the more we pay attention, the quicker we heal. The quicker we start to feel more peace, more ease. And just be gentle with yourself. So many of you have been asking about deeper work, deeper healing work. So, and it's interesting, this actually also came up in Sedona at the retreat. My dear friend Sunny, she pushed me at the end of the event, in a loving way, of course, to share some of my offerings, because I don't usually do that very well. And I'm learning now how to really get into that, because, you know, it's some amazing stuff, and I just want to share it with everyone because everyone can benefit. So if you would like to receive deeper healing work and expand and grow, I do have something called a Club Miracles. It's like a miracle circle where we do a lot of healing each month. And usually we do 4 remote healings every month and then 1 live healing call activation. And the month of February, the healing call is going to be about attracting and creating a divine soulmate. So it's all going to be about attracting and divine and creating and manifesting a divine partner. So if you're already in alignment with your partner, it can help you connect even more. Or if you are looking, or you choose to create more of that romantic partner, this session will be in that state where it will bring that closer to you. But ultimately, the session is about you and yourself. So it's about cultivating and creating a deep love for yourself so that you can move in the direction of creating that and allowing that to mirror in your life through the people, places, and experiences. And so that's Club Miracles. You can check it out on my website. I've been doing it for the past 12 years. It's the love of my life. They're all like my children. Many of you guys are here on the video. I really see everyone there as my child. I love them so much, and I'm always accessible to them. And we do a lot more healing work. So I'm sending you so much love. I hope you enjoyed this. It's been a long time. I haven't done a lot of lives in a while. So I'm setting the intention to do a few more, maybe once a month or once every 2 months, just to kind of keep the momentum going. I'm going to be doing a few events coming up in California. So if you're in the area, you can always check out the website. And we already sold out the one in March, but we have some openings in May and in July. So you can check those out as well. I love you. I see you. And I know who you really are. Till next time, lots of love.